Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
Yeah, scared shitless. We have no shit left. That's how scared we are.
It's a scary place. You don't know what could be out in those woods.
You kind of have an idea.
What?
Nightmares.
What kind of nightmares?
Like vampires and hairy things and slimy things. And yeah, little girls.
Wow, those are all terrifying things, man.
Giant things.
And the hairy things is particularly interesting because where we live in the Pacific Northwest is actually a hotbed of Sasquatch sightings.
That just sounds really nasty to me. A hotbed of Sasquatch. You know how disgusting?
It is nasty.
You know how bad that probably smells? A hotbed of
Sasquatch. It smells so bad, and we smell it every time we walk in the woods, man. Because yeah. This place...
It's like the Sex Panther. Smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Yeah, but... The Pacific Northwest is known as the hotbed.
It's also
the hotbed.
It is. And a twilight vampire hub, too.
Oh, let's not get into that, man.
I'm just saying Pacific Northwest has a lot of dark stuff in it. As far as creepy creatures goes.
That's because it's raining all the time and people are inside and they need something to do, so they make up shit.
And that's true. And it's also very thickly forested, like deep woods that nobody knows what is in there.
No one knows.
Nobody knows how to talk in there.
Yeah. And and Sasquatch being like native to this region isn't a new thing. Like even Native American tribes throughout history.
Wait, Bigfoot's native here?
Yeah.
So he was here before Native Americans.
He's the real Native American.
He is.
Bigfoot.
So the natives fucked him up.
But the common name.
Karma.
Sasquatch. It comes from the Salish Sasquits.
Sasquits.
Like half squats. That's not a thing. That's from Tropic Thunder. But
what is?
Half squat.
My little
half squat.
Wait, you mean half squatch?
Yeah,
like that's, little Bigfoot.
That's what they call the little ones. Half squatch over here.
That's good.
And
like
the Algonquins of the north central region, they refer to the Witico. The Witico or the Wendigo even was what they called it.
Witico and Wendigo?
Yeah. And most people have heard of Wendigo.
Yeah, it just sounds like a shopping center to me.
Wendigo.
Winnico.
Lower prices at Wendigo.
Yeah. Things get hairy.
Mm-hmm.
Real hairy.
And throughout
Sasquatch reminds me of Sacagawea, too.
Sacagawea.
It sounds like the same name. Maybe Lewis and Clark's tour guide was actually a hairy Bigfoot woman.
They got it all wrong. Yeah,
they do.
And the Ojibwe of the Northern Plains.
I think you're making words up.
And I'm not. They believe the Rougarou appeared.
Is this
in times of danger?
It sounds like you're saying names out of Alice in Wonderland. Is Jabberwocky in there too?
It's not. I wish it was, but. Other nations agreed that the hairy beast that was Bigfoot would sometimes appear as a messenger of warning, telling man to change his ways.
Or else, what would happen?
Bigfoot
would show up and
give
scream.
You a wedgie. I don't know.
That would actually probably be fatal if Bigfoot gave you a wedgie. That underwear would probably cut you in half. If it was good quality underwear.
Wouldn't your underwear just break?
Actually, that's when I would want shitty quality underwear. That would just rip. But if you're wearing like...
That's when you want that cheap Walmart shit,
If
okay?
you're wearing like some Carhartt underwear, that might kill you. Straight up kill you.
Yeah, that's why you go cheap or why you go commando.
Yeah, I always go commando.
Do you?
Yeah, all the time.
Man, tell us more, because we all want to hear so much more about you going commando, man.
I'm a commander. No, let's stay on Bigfoot.
Tales from the
Bush.
You
know what
by
they
Dana.
Say, how big your feet are. Some big ass feet.
Yep.
Like Bigfoot, he must be like museum size, man. Like Ripley's Believe It or Not big down there.
He's probably in Ripley's, isn't he?
He's probably packing like a 24-inch.
24 inches.
Ding wow. dong, yeah. Scary motherfucker.
Damn, dude.
Chasing you through the woods.
Yeah.
Hard. Yeah. Bigfoot.
He's not the only
serial rapist.
Hairy guy though, like the Yeti is another one, right?
The Yeti is just a Bigfoot that lives in the snow.
Wow, that's lame, man.
Isn't it? It's like a polar bear and a grizzly
bear. That's like
bear.
Saying a polar bear is just a bear who lives in the snow, man.
It is. It's a white bear, though, because you got to blend in with your surroundings.
And the Yeti's white as well, right?
Right. It's got to blend in. You can't see it until it's up in your face, fucking you up. Doing you. Yeti style.
Giving you wedgies.
Yeah.
What else about the Yeti, though? Don't you know a little bit about the Yeti?
That, you know, he likes the snow. He generally hangs around Russians who drink vodka.
Why do you say that?
Because Russia's full of snow. And there's been some Yeti sightings over there, I believe. And I think in 1950 or 60, some hikers went missing, like 9 of them. Mm-hmm. And they were found all mutilated and fucked up with their
Ouch.
Tongues ripped out.
Oh.
And their eyes.
Tongues?
Some of their eyes gouged out.
Man, that's so much worse than a wedgie.
It is. Yeah, I wouldn't want
that. I'd take the Carhartt wedgie over that, man. Their eyes ripped out?
Yeah, or gouged out. But the tongues ripped out was probably the creepiest part of it.
You'd have to be pretty damn strong to rip out a tongue. Like right. that goes yeah. down there, man.
I don't think they were cut out. Yeah, they were ripped out.
Wow. So what makes you think a Yeti did that?
I don't know. It's exciting. It's more exciting than the military killing them, or they just had a bad accident and some of them died. Some of them accidentally chopped off their tongue while screaming. Yeah. I don't
Next
know.
Time you guys run into misfortune, you stub your toe, whatever, the Yeti did it. It makes life so much more fun.
Yeah. That sounds like a brand too. Or I think Yeti isn't that a cooler brand?
I think so.
It keeps your drinks real cold.
Yeah.
This isn't a sponsor, by the way.
But no.
Yeti spaghetti. That sounds like a good dish.
Did you just make that up?
I did.
Wow. I'd buy that.
I would too. If the
as long as it doesn't have tongues in it.
No, I would want the tongue one.
And eyeballs.
I want a limited edition body parts macaroni with eyeballs and tongues and like arms.
Because you know that's what a Yeti would
yeah.
make.
Yeah. Yeti spaghetti. I think somebody should make that as a macaroni brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But going back to our...
That's my Shark Tank for the week. Yeti
hey,
spaghetti.
I'm gonna invest, Dana.
Good. White cheddar only.
Going back to the brown Sasquatch that we know.
Wow, you sound really prejudiced.
That sound racially charged. It wasn't
brown.
He's brown in color. His hair is brown.
Wait, not to derail you, but there's no black Bigfoot, is there?
He's sometimes reported as black. No, I'm not. You're baiting me into saying something bad, but I'm not going to.
No,
people see Bigfoots of lots of different shades. I think there's some of them have dark hair, but one of the most famous ones,
the biggest ones,
that one kind of looks like it has black hair. And of course, I'm talking about the Patterson-Gimlin.
Oh, of
film.
Course. I know that one too off the top of my head.
Okay, what's that?
The Patterson-Gimlin.
Gimlin.
Gremlin.
Gimlin.
The Patterson-Gimlin, whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, I know about that one.
Well, tell me then.
I don't know about it.
Okay. Well, it happened in 1967. So a time ago, like this was before the Bigfoot craze I think we see today.
Before smartphones,
before too. Harry and the Hendersons. Love that movie.
Yeah, the Lebowski guy or whatever his name is in that. The main guy.
The dad or the Bigfoot?
The dad.
John Glasgow.
John Glasgow. Yeah, that guy's cool.
Yeah.
He's so fucking weird.
I just found this Bigfoot in my yard and now I'm going to take care of it.
Yeah, exactly. But so the Patterson thing was recorded before Harry and the Hendersons, right?
Yeah. And it's a minute long video that it appears to be a female Bigfoot.
Why female?
I think she's got some hairy, I don't know the mature word for it, boobies. She's got some hairy boobies and...
I've seen that clip of that video. And it just looks like a regular Bigfoot who maybe eats too much.
I think it's
it looks like a dude with moobs.
I think it's in the hips. You can see she's got some childbearing hips.
I always thought it was the male Bigfoot with the little swag.
No, the hips don't lie, Dana. God damn it. So this Bigfoot was walking through a clearing in Northern California.
Yeah.
And people still to this day hold it up as the biggest proof of the creature's existence. And the scientific community has pretty much completely dismissed the film.
Really? Why?
Well, we'll get to that. Mm. So the story goes that in the afternoon on Friday of October 20th, 1967, Patterson and Gimlin.
Gimlin just sounds like a dwarf from Lord of the Rings. Yeah,
I wouldn't trust them.
Gimlin.
These two guys were riding, I think, on horseback. So this was like a Brokeback Mountain.
That sounds like Legolas and Gimli on the back of that thing.
They were trying to get the hobbits from the orcs, but actually they were just riding. they were riding on horseback. In between 1 and 2 p.m., they came to an overturned tree. When they rounded it, there was a...
big old BBW.
BBS. Big, beautiful Sasquatch. But yeah, they rounded this corner and they spotted the figure behind at the same time. And it was either, they said it was crouching beside the creek to their left.
Crouching tiger hidden
on the opposite bank. And Gimlin, he later described himself as in a mild state of shock. When
what?
He first saw it.
He was in shock.
Which I would probably be too.
He forgot that they were doing a hoax today.
Yeah.
Whoa, what is that? Fucking A.
Yeah.
I didn't know the costume would be that scary. Shit, let's get out of here.
So the figure had walked away from them to a distance, they said about 120 feet, before Patterson began to run after it. And the resulting film... it's pretty shaky until Patterson gets about 80 feet from the figure. And
the figure.
Right. And at that point, the Bigfoot looks over its shoulder at the guys. And it says that Patterson fell to his knees. I don't know why.
What?
Exactly.
Like he was like in love with the Bigfoot.
I think so. He was like, I worship you.
Please call me.
And he said that he said that the expression on the Bigfoot's face was one of contempt and disgust when it looked at them.
That's creepy.
Yeah, so it turns out that all of this was a hoax that Patterson admitted, I think, on his deathbed.
Come close. I need to tell you something. I've got a big secret.
What's your secret?
I'm Bigfoot. I'm not the Bigfoot you deserved. I'm the Bigfoot you needed to haunt me because I can take it.
The Bigfoot Batman. I think you're dying though, Dad. I don't.
You either die a man or you live long enough to see yourself become a Bigfoot.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it went down, folks. Because actually I don't know if that was exactly, but I'm pretty sure he admitted it close to his death.
He did.
And it's actually really funny, the investigation. There's a book written. I think it's actually called Exposing Roger Patterson's 1967 Bigfoot Film Hoax.
Man.
I'm not, I think it might, maybe it's an article, but it looked like a book when I found the PDF.
What would you want a hoax if, or like, imagine you put on like a Bigfoot costume and you got into like some wilderness camp where people were trying to scare the shit out of them.
I put on my jeans every day and I hoax being an adult every single day of my life.
Wow. That's the answer I wanted to hear.
Okay. I'll turn it on you. What would you be?
Maybe like Michael Jackson. I'd have to get a nose job first to make it real, but then I'd make people think that Michael Jackson's still alive. And then I'd get a rumor going, and there'd be pictures and video of me walking around town, like moonwalking down the street, like while I'm shopping with a coffee in my hand.
He froze himself. He's still here.
Yeah.
You know what? I think your hoax is better, but
I don't think
so. I do want to say that the hoax, when they actually investigate it, it was pretty funny how flimsy their stuff was. The guy who actually wore the costume and played the role of Bigfoot in the film, he was located and he admitted to everything. And additionally, the husband and wife who made and sold the Bigfoot costume that Patterson used to make the movie have also confessed. And then there were several other important eyewitnesses who have like come forward corroborating the evidence. And the guy who wore the suit, Hieronymus, his name is literally Hieronymus.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that like a Greek name?
No, it sounds, I don't know. It sounds like
erroneous. Or
it sounds like he's from Gentleman Broncos.
Hieronymus? His name was...
Add anus to anything and it becomes magical.
No, wait. His name was not Hieronymus. You're making that up.
Hieronymus. Hieronymus.
I don't believe you.
But he...
Fake news.
Gimlin and Patterson told him to put on this monkey suit and that they would pay him despite the fact that they never paid him. And he was like 26 at the time. And they told him to put on this... a stinky suit that he couldn't see out of and to like act in this thing. And
wait, how old was he?
He was like 26, I think.
And they just told him, put on the suit and run?
He was told to stand in one place and not move until Patterson gave him the signal to start walking.
And then here's $60?
No, they probably told him they would like give him like a cut of the...
Meanwhile, they're making millions of dollars like Tiger King.
Yeah. So it's pretty, it's kind of a shame. As someone who grew up fascinated with Bigfoot and like just wanting to believe, man, like after I lost Santa Claus, Bigfoot was there for me.
Until he was not.
His furry arms were open to me.
And they weren't open. He was just pretending to be there for you.
Yeah. And then this shit. I even had a documentary about Bigfoot that I probably... It was a VHS tape, and I probably watched it about 100 times.
What?
And I remember one of the biggest pieces of evidence...
Oh, my God. That's...
One of the biggest pieces of evidence that they showed in this film...
Dream job.
...was the Patterson-Gimlin film. And they said, like, look at it. And they slowed it down. They showed it in slow motion. They were like... Look at the walk. Look at the gait of the monkey. You can tell
it's a monkey
by the way it turns its head. And then I find out it's this 26-year-old dude with football shoulder pads and this monkey suit.
Who's got a weird
bullshit.
Limp. Yeah. It just shows you can add meaning to anything you want and point out, oh, look at that. See, he's got that gait. It's got a monkey's gait. Meanwhile, monkeys are the closest thing to humans. So it's like, what?
It's got a human gait.
I see it. Look at those hips.
Yeah.
The hips don't lie.
I also got to mention another notable sighting.
Those guys must have felt like retards. I'm sorry.
This is actually pretty funny.
Can you imagine?
This is an early one, Dana. In 1924, prospector Albert Osman, he's a prospector, claimed that he spent around a week with a Bigfoot family near Toba Inlet, British Columbia.
That just sounds prejudiced to me.
And get this.
A Bigfoot family. Maybe they were actually a family with all big feet, you know.
Yeah, don't put labels on us.
God damn.
Don't put us in your book, Bigfoot box.
In your book, big box.
I can talk.
Biggity, biggity box.
Let me talk.
The big.
But Osman was camping alone when he says he was scooped up in his sleeping bag by a Papa Bigfoot and taken to meet Mama Bigfoot and the two Bigfoot children. Osman was supposedly held captive by the family, but said he eventually escaped when the Papa Bigfoot ate Osman's chewing tobacco and fell ill.
What the fuck? That's so just, no.
It sounds like they wanted to make him like their little baby.
I don't buy
like,
it.
Like, put a diaper on him and give him like a little bottle and carry him around.
Osman is full of it. I think he just had a crazy trip and fucking tripped balls and imagined all of that.
You think he ate a mushroom?
He got swaddled by a Bigfoot and cradled all the way home to the Bigfoot cave. Yeah. And they like had tea with him like he's fucking in Narnia. I don't think so. I think he probably just wanted a break, long vacation from work, and just got lost in the woods for a while intentionally, and then came back and said, Bigfoot captured me for a while.
I can't disagree, man. I mean,
I kind of want to go get captured by Bigfoot now so I can take a vacation.
Do you?
From work, yeah.
Can make that happen, man. I got a monkey suit.
Yeah, I know where there's a cave, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy, though, is... Awesome. There are
the names in this are great.
There are people that actually hunt for Bigfoot. Like, they'll go out and they will search for Bigfoot in the woods.
And don't they buy like special equipment or something?
Yeah, they have all of the stuff they do, and it might be like hillbillies. Like
you don't need to hunt for Bigfoot. 'Cause Bigfoot come hunt for you.
What like, do you mean by that?
I was just taking a poo in my outhouse when Bigfoot come and start throwing rocks at my poo house.
Well, that's not very
and
nice.
I come outside with my gun.
Why would you take your gun?
Because I'm scared when I poo. I always take my gun when I need to poo. Because I'm most vulnerable.
Okay.
And so I was shaking in my boots. I go outside and I see Bigfoot. And I say, you put down that rock. I said, you know what?
What?
Turns out it was just my neighbor Joe pranking me.
God damn it, Joe.
But I did see Bigfoot one time.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you did. But let's get into that later. Because these tips on...
I saw him. He was walking in the woods.
On how to hunt are pretty cool.
He's going for a stroll.
First off, we have...
And I threw a rock at him. No, I'm sorry.
You're cut off. Cut off.
I've seen it.
The first point is vocalizations. So, the Ohio Howl is...
Ohio Howl?
Not a baseball team.
Shallow Howl?
Or anything like it sounds.
It's Ohio Hitler?
The Ohio Howl.
The Ohio Howl.
Ohio Howl.
Ohio Howl.
That's what like Bigfoot say to each other as they do like the...
Ohio Howl.
Ohio Howl.
I imagine a bunch of Bigfoots doing the Ohio Hitler. Ohio Howl.
No, it's a vocalization and it's an eerie, slowly rising scream. And it was recorded in 1994.
I really want to scream right now.
But it's probably the most famous call.
You know how it sounds?
You know, tell me. Yeah. You better be careful, man. If you summon a Bigfoot, I'm going to be pissed. The next tip for hunting them is footprints.
Right, you gotta look out for the big feet, the big footprints.
Yeah.
Because nothing...
How do you know if they're big enough, though?
Well, you put your foot in the footprint, and if it's bigger than yours, it's Bigfoot.
And he's got a bigger dick than you, too. That's what it means.
Yeah, so be scared. He'll probably take you down to Chinatown.
Another one is snap saplings and tree arches.
tree arches?
Yeah. So,
oh, like it fucking bumbles around.
I guess that trees have been manipulated into unnatural positions. Like they do like the fucking Jungle Book out
like,
there.
Sounds like How's they do like some tree BDSM out there, man. They're just fucking twisting it around them.
Tree DSM.
Tree DSM. TDSM. Yeah.
Yep.
God. I thought they were fucking protectors of nature in the wilderness. Some and it sounds like they're just destroying nature everywhere they walk. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I used to like
take him to court, man.
I would if I could find him.
Another
put him in a suit.
Another thing is eye shine. So their eyes actually emit light based off the sighting. So
no way.
So some say it's like bioluminescence, but it
no way.
They say you look for pairs of red, yellow, or white lights in the woods watching you.
That's not scary at all,
isn't it?
Like, that's a telltale sign. If you see eyes looking at you, it's probably Bigfoot.
Or a demon. Or something you don't really want to meet.
Wait, so these eyes can be glowing even though there's no light hitting them?
Mm-hmm. They emit light.
What the fuck? Are there other animals or things in this world that do that?
Nope.
That sounds paranormal to me. Like, eyes that emit light? Like, I can only think of, Riddick. I think Riddick.
Yeah, well, let's get into that, because...
Let's get into Riddick.
I mean, the paranormal aspect, because you hit it on the head, that sounds paranormal, and a lot of things about Bigfoot sound paranormal, like the fact that no one's found one.
Right, they only find the prints, which makes you wonder if Bigfoot...
And if not the great singer.
If the Bigfoots all have invisibility cloaks, like they're all big hobbits, or Harry Potter... They've all got cloaks or they're naturally camouflaged.
Because they're hairy wizard.
That's all they got going.
I thought you were going to talk about aliens or something.
No, no.
But
maybe the Bigfoots are aliens. Who knows? Maybe they fly spacecraft and they're hairy Bigfoot people.
When they're not fucking up trees.
Yeah.
Or swaddling men, taking them home to be their babies.
They usually catch you while you're pissing or pooping in the woods. That's when you see a Bigfoot because they're perverts. They just want to like catch a glimpse of your...
It's funny you say that.
Your tra-la-la.
Because another thing they say is that like if you're looking for them like at night, if you're walking, they say they'll like follow you. And so if you stop suddenly...
They stop suddenly.
You can hear them because... They might not have known you stopped and they'll keep on walking and you'll hear like rustling in the forest. So they'll definitely fuck with you.
That's creepy that they would be following you. Like yeah. I thought they want to be left alone. Why would they follow you? If the Bigfoots don't want to be captured, but they're going to follow you? Like, I don't know. I think they do want to be captured. I think they want
to. They're like any serial killer that secretly wants to be caught. But,
I don't know.
Another kind of interesting one is some people believe they communicate over distances by thumping trees, tree trunks, to make a hollow bang. And so you can actually try it yourself on a dark night. And someone else who believes in Bigfoot down the street will think you're a Bigfoot and then they'll knock and then you'll hear what you think is a Bigfoot. So it's really the perfect way, man.
So everybody's banging trees,
yeah,
to try to get an authentic Bigfoot bang,
right? But it's just other Bigfoot people, man.
Oh my god, how many Bigfoot people are in the woods for that to happen?
Here, a lot, because in the Pacific Northwest.
So if you tell me if I go outside and bang a tree with like,
don't bang a tree outside, Dana,
with the hammer or something. I might hear another banging in the woods.
From a Bigfoot. I think after this podcast, we should literally do that.
I'd be.
And if you guys don't ever, I guess you guys won't hear this podcast if we die.
Well, yeah, but that would be a way to go.
Yeah.
I'd be creeped out more if it was somebody else in the woods banging the tree than actual Bigfoot.
I'd be worried if anyone was banging a tree.
Yeah, that's a health hazard. Yeah, fucking chop it up.
Yeah.
Lots of splinters.
And the really funny thing they say is...
woodpecker.
Is that Sasquatches know what cameras are and will do everything they can to avoid them, including stealing them.
Stealing what?
The cameras.
Bigfoot's so
they,
cameras?
The reacher, or they say that researchers typically use microphones, which Bigfoot are apparently okay with. So you can record them in the night, but you can't film them. Right. You got to pay extra. You got to go to their...
Unless you get their OnlyFans.
You
got
to go to their OnlyFans and subscribe if you want to see anything.
Their Bigfoot. Just shake their hips for you. Their big hairy booties. God, that's just disturbing and sad. You know, but Bigfoot's got to do what they got to do in this economy. If you got to do OnlyFans, then just do it.
Okay, but I got to ask you, no, like, shame. Honestly, do you believe in Bigfoot?
I don't. I think so. I want to. Just like I want there to be a Santa Claus. And
right, but Santa, you're like, I know he's not real, but Bigfoot...
Well, Santa Claus might be real, but Bigfoot, I don't know. Like, either... There's three things here. Bigfoot doesn't exist. If he does, he's got some kind of technology.
That's two.
Three. Or if he does, he doesn't have some kind of technology, but he's on another dimensional plane. Still on this world, kind of like ghosts.
I think that's what I'm leaning towards.
And sometimes these dimensions blend together, and that's when you get a sighting. It's not supposed to happen.
Right.
Just like some people see ghosts sometimes. It's not supposed to happen, but it happens. Or whatever. Maybe sometimes you see aliens. Whatever it is, it's a dimensional slip up. And there it is. Just commando. Ding dong, Bigfoot.
I think I would tend to agree with you because there's this place, Skinwalker Ranch. Don't laugh. It's Skinwalker Ranch.
It just sounds like...
I know. It sounds weird, but... It
sounds like a Playboy mansion.
The Skinwalker Ranch is this place where they have sightings of tons of stuff. Bigfoot, aliens, and...
Naked people.
The thing you find is that these places that are hotspots for paranormal activity will generally have this crossover between Bigfoot, aliens, ghosts. So it kind of tells you that whatever is happening, though we don't understand it, whatever people are seeing has got to be linked. So the alien phenomenon, the UFOs, the Sasquatch, like there has to be some thread connecting those things because these places that people see a lot of them in tend to be similar places.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point. They're all on the same team, sort of.
Yeah, maybe.
But... Bigfoot could also be, what's the word? Oh, an underground dweller. He could be living underground and really just mostly survives on stuff down there. But that doesn't explain. You would think if Bigfoot was living underground, he would look way different than he does.
He'd look like a mole man.
Pretty much, like probably no hair. Really slim and like slender and slimy, not hairy. So
that's scary.
I think that points to why Bigfoot is either an alien who comes and visits or hangs out here or you just can't see him.
I have one more alternative.
You need to do
though,
more acid to see
because
Bigfoot.
There is the potential that Bigfoot is a real life creature. A real live creature, like physical in this dimension. Because think about this. I'm going to present a point to you.
Oh, no.
Bears and let's take something like bobcats.
Gorilla.
These animals are so like elusive and they're so good at going undetected and
hiding.
And if you ask people like when the last time they saw a mountain lion is or if they've even seen like a cougar anywhere... A lot of times people will be like, no, I've never seen one, right?
Yeah, and some people who have lived in the woods all their life haven't seen
right.
some of these
and
things.
These are animals. So what I'm suggesting is that if you had a bipedal being...
He rides a bike?
No, he walks on two legs.
Oh.
Bipedal. God damn, I'm you derails, man. So if you saw this God damn it. Now I'm just picturing him on a fucking tricycle.
Me too. I like this picture.
Like with a little horn.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
I'm Bigfoot. I'm right here, you dumbass. You can't see me.
So if a creature existed that had all of the capabilities of an animal that allows them to be so
fast and strong,
sensitive, and their hearing and like sense of smell is just so heightened. And then you combine that with the fact that maybe this thing has above average intelligence when it comes to animals. It could even be like as smart as humans. And you combine those two things, then you would get something so good at evading detection and capture. It, going back to Riddick, man, you get Riddick.
Wow. What you're just describing there also reminds me of like vampires.
How so?
Just how they're like super fucking sensitive and like heightened senses. They can know where you're going before you go there. They're not psychic, but they're super in tune with everything. Mm-hmm. That you can't spot them unless they want to be spotted. So if you combined human intelligence, potentially even higher intelligence, with this hairy beast thing that's probably fast and stealthy, you might...
It's terrifying to think about.
Well, no, it's not just terrifying. It would make sense why you wouldn't be able to ever see Bigfoot, even though it exists, because it can hear people coming miles away.
Yeah, we're like these bumbling, blind, deaf things compared to them.
Yeah, but imagine if you could hear somebody walking in the woods like 5 or 10 miles away.
They can hear you taking a poo anywhere.
Right.
And then they run up on you and they're like,
yeah, because
I gotta see this.
Because they eat the poo. That's why they chase
the poo-poo.
You. That's why they chase you. No, because, you know, it makes sense what you're saying. Like, it might not be detectable because it's so damn...
It's so good.
It's so good at what it does.
Right.
Hide and seek champion.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
2,000 years and running.
Yeah. So for that reason, and when you combine that with the fact that virtually every single culture in the world has had some sort of tale about a hairy, tall man, beast thing, man, bear, pig.
Yeah, man, bear, pig.
Then oink, that oink. Tells you that there's got to be something to it, at least in the vein of there's been something. They're not making this up.
Just how there's been like a great flood in every culture. Obviously, that happened.
Yeah.
And to have a Bigfoot creature in every culture, pretty much, maybe not every culture, but most of them, that just goes to show that something like that did exist and possibly still does.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. I want to go knock on a tree.
I kind of want to get like some night goggles and go Bigfoot hunting at night.
Let's
Could you imagine getting some night goggles and going out in the deep woods and just looking for them? And then you find them and you're miles deep in the woods and you just got to Oh my God.
You know, after you talking about the tongues ripped out and the eyeballs, I might have to let you go alone, man, because that's a little scary.
Yeah, maybe that Yeti didn't. That's what happens when you go looking for Bigfoot or Yeti. They just fuck you up.
Or you get swaddled. It's one or the other, you know?
Yeah, just don't scream.
I'm pretty sure every scary movie in like the 90s had that as their trailer.
Don't breathe.
Don't scream.
Don't poop. If you poop or pee, that Bigfoot's going to get us.
Or sleep. Don't sleep. Because Freddy Krueger will get you.
Freddy Krueger? You mean from Fred Meyers? Freddy Krueger?
I changed his
name. I like it. I really like that. He like fucking has like
slashes prices.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow. I think I like that a lot. I think you should pitch that to fucking Fred Meyers, like a Freddy Krueger. Like,
hey, I think you should have a burned pedophile as your mascot with knives on his fingers.
They would change him a little bit, but they'd give him a striped shirt and night kind of sharp hands, and he'd go and slash. He'd be like their sign guy. Welcome into Krueger.
Oh my gosh. That's terrifying.
Dream big. Don't stop dreaming. That'll be the...
Don't start dreaming or I'll fuck you up.
No, don't... Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't stop dreaming. That makes sense. I said that backwards. Oh, my yeah. God.
Do you have anything else that you would like to say on this topic of Bigfoot?
God bless the Bigfoot.
God bless America and its big feet.
Yeah, I know. We're one of the countries with the biggest feet per capita.
I just think of hobbits, the most famousest of hobbits.
We got the biggest feet here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we get so much done.
Is that a no?
No.
Okay. Wait, that's a no, no, or a no, yes?
It's a no, 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 no.
All right. Well, in that case, this has been Mayan over here.
And this is Dana over here.
And thank you for tuning in to this episode of Best Worst Case thank Scenario you. Podcast.
This is a BWCS.
Yes, it is. For you. Thank you, Statham.
Statham.
And we will see you in the next episode.
Stay safe. Hunt that Bigfoot.